Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. God bless. Once again, I thank God for you. And then they will come before your front once again. I don't want to prolong the time because time is money. And however, praise God, I thank God, praise God, for allowing me to be able to talk and to expound on the word of God today. But first of all, let us start our praise God with prayer. And Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for today. Thank you for life and strength. Thank you for being able to look upon us once again and giving us, praise God, the use in the activities of our limbs and being clothed in our right mind. And Father, we're grateful. The Lord, today I ask, Father, that your word be opened up and make it clarity. Make clarity come forth and allow it to take place. Father, that those that are listening, praise God, may be able to understand. And those that are listening that do not know you as their Savior, they would accept you as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that they may have a right to the tree of life and live eternally, live in eternity with you. And, first God, we thank you once again for allowing that to be so, because we know, Father, no man comes to the Father but by you. And, Father, we're inviting them once again to take you as their Lord and their Savior. Praise God, that they may reign with you forever, praise God, in eternity. In Jesus' name I do ask it all. Amen, amen, and amen again. And today, we just sing today, praise God, I thank God, because today we just want to talk about our enemy. Yes, the enemy doesn't go away. We can talk about him and we can preach on him or whatever, but the best thing we need to know is what is he like and what does he do? And why is he doing what he do? And what causes him to do what he do? But you know, praise God, we just need to know, praise God, that we know this one thing, the strong man is his name, but what's his game? Because he is a strong man, but God is even stronger. Amen. And today we're going to be talking about, praise God, how, praise God, we can know the enemy and know who he is, praise God, afar off before he come nigh our dwelling. But remember one thing, strong man is his name. What's his game? And today, praise God, we're going to talk about, see, God would never stoop so low to use one of us, one of the works of the devil, you know, to deal with his children. God doesn't do that. Man say, so why does Jesus allow this to happen? No, 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 no. You must understand, praise God, that this is the enemy's territory. This is where he provides and where he resides at. Amen. God does not have, he don't have to send, he sent Jesus to destroy the works of the devil. And he don't need to just pick, you know, pick them back up or to use them on them, use them on his loved ones, okay? But we can be confident that God has enough wisdom to deal with us on a higher level than the devil. Enemy. Into him in no kind of form or fashion, okay? He said, leave no room or foothold for the devil. Give no opportunity to him. Ephesians 4 and 27. Now, when he takes advantage of us, yes, he does, in those specific territories, we must understand, open doors invite enemies. Okay, let's look at it in the natural. If you leave your door open, guess what? Something is going to come in because you have an open invitation. If you leave it standing open, you may get a lizard, you may get a snake, you can get a rat, you can get roaches, you can even get a human being walking into your door. You've got an open invitation. They didn't have to knock to get in, so they come in. So what we're saying here is when you leave open doors in your life, okay, that means that that territory is open to whoever will or may. If we keep the doors closed, he can't do what he would like to do. Now, what are we talking about here? You see, the Word of God also tells us the principles in Genesis 4 and 7. What the Lord said to Cain, if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. Unto thee shall be he be desired. And thou shalt rule over him. Okay? You must understand, praise God, that if you leave your door open, something is going to come in. And God told Cain that Satan was crunched at his doorway, sitting there just waiting for the opportunity to leap into his life. Cain had the choice, and because he chose the door of jealousy, Satan led him into a murder of his. We must learn to close those doors and keep them closed before they develop into something quite harmful or something, praise God, we would wish we never even allowed it to come nigh our dwelling. Okay? Then you ask the question, now what are doors? What are you talking about doors? I'm not getting that. Let me explain to you. What are open doors? Open doors, praise God, is what we may call a lineage. Lineage is something that has been in the line of where you originated from. It's in your bloodline. It comes along. It's something that is inherited, okay? And in any area, see, we should examine closely the inheritance, the weakness from our family lineage. Okay, now listen to me carefully. Our ancestor may have done something, listen to me, that were completely unaware of what it was, okay? Was unaware. The iniquity of the father upon the children until